Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Samadhi, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Rukhyo Namah Hari Om. Om Sahanavatu, Sahanabhanaktu, Sahaviryankaravavahai, Tejaspinavadhi Tamastuma Vipishavahai, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. We'll chant these sutras. Atha Yoganu Shasanam, Atha Yoganu Shasanam, Yogas Chitta Vritti Nirodaha. So, Tat Avasthe Chetasi Vishaya Abhavad Vritti Bodhatma Purushaha Kim Subhavaha Iti. So, we saw Yoga means Chitta Vritti Nirodaha, controlling of thought functions. Okay, fine. Tad Avasthe means when the thought functions are controlled, Chetasi, that type of mind, when the mind where the thought functions are totally controlled, there is no vishaya, there is no object for thought. Vishaya abhavat buddhi bodhatma purushaha kim subhavaha. At that point of time, this person who is the knower of everything, that purusha, what will he become? What will his state be? Tada drashtuhu surupe avasthanam. Kada, at that point of time, drashtuhu surupe avasthanam. The seer will merge in the self, in the nature, self. Surupe, surupa is his nature, his self. So, tada, that seer, for him, he'll merge in this, in his self. Vishaya bhavat na buddhi matram purushasya vishayopi purushasvati bhivikakshati vishayam bhava rupeti aropitam shanta ghora muda surupam nirvartyati surupa. So tada drashtuhu surupe, in this surupa is the shanta ghora muda, all these surupa which we saw according to the sattva tamas sattva rajo and tamo gunas, whatever surupa will be there of the person, that is negated by this surupa. Purushasya hi chaitanyam surupa surupam anupadikam natu buddhi bodha shantadi rupah. So this, because the purusha, his chaitanya surupa is what type? It is not embodied. It does not have any relationship with the purusha's nature. Is not embodied. It does not have any relationship with the embodied self nature. So he is negating that, because whatever upadhis, the embodiments, they are superimposed on the self, on the purusha, like the color of the flower which is superimposed on the sphatika, on the crystal, like that. So tadanim swarupa pratishtha tadanim chiti shaktir yatha kaivalye. So at that point of time, this person, he is merged with the self. Swarupa pratishtha tadanim. And what kind of state is that swarupa pratishtha, establishment in the swarupa, in its nature? That is chiti shakti. The chiti shakti, chiti shakti, chiti buddhi, chiti shakti, chiti purusha, or your, they are all atma satta, atma. So they all mean atma. So the swarupa pratishtha tadani means he is established in the purusha, in the self, in its nature, means in the chiti shakti, in that chiti shakti. And what is that chiti shakti? The shakti of the chit itself, the power of the chit to process. So what is that? How will that be? What is that? Yatha kaivalye. Like in the moksha state, where one is immersed in the self, one is not different from the self, like that, he will be, yogi will be immersed in the self. Vyutsara chitte tu sati tathapi bhavanti na tatha. So, vyutsana chitte tu sati. When the he is involved in the vitsana chitta, in the vitsana, even then, his when see vitsana is the samsara, when he is involved in the samsara period, even then he is not relieved from that state, he is not differentiated, he is not separated from that state. Katam tarhi, then how will that state be? Chitishakti means Sarvapadastha. The Chitishakti will be as though it is established in the self even when he is doing all the worldly transaction. How will that state be? Katam tarhi darshita vishayatvat. He says darshita vishayatvat, because the Purusha, his buddhi, all these vritti, how will that, see, darshita vishaya means as seen, vishayaha yeshanti. So whatever vishayas which are seen, whatever he sees, that becomes the object of his chitta. So now, since it is his own self he is seeing, he becomes the object, he becomes the grasht, the grahitru, all these three states he himself becomes. Vritti sarupyam itaratra, vritti sarupyam itaratra. So this is what is he is established in the self means, this is what is explained in the Shruti etc. Sakaspin pratishtita iti sve mahimni yadi va na mahimni iti. So where will he be established? He is established in his own self, like that in the Shruti also it is explained. So vritti sarupyam itaratra, vritti sarupyam itaratra means, see, when the Purusha is thinking about something, the person exists, I think, therefore I exist, or I exist, therefore I think. There are these two possibilities. Or I think, I exist, therefore something exists. So there are three possibilities. So what is the possibility in which this exists? Means vritti sarupyam. In other place, itaratra means in other states, vritti sarupyam. He is established in the vritti sarupya. Whatever the vritti in the vitsana period, in the samsara period, whatever his thought functions be, that is the state in which he exists. Samana is sarupya means ekaparyaya, samanatha. He is not he differentiating himself from the vrittis, like the red flower and the spatika crystal. He is not able to differentiate the adhyasa, the superimposition between the dharmi and the dharma. So vitsani yas chitta vrittayah tad avishishta vrittih purushah tatha cha sutram ekameva darshanam khyatireva darshanam. So vitsani in the samsara period, yaha chitta vrittayah, whatever be the thought function, tad avishishta vrittih purushah. Avishishta, vishishta means endowed with, avishishta means not endowed with. So here it is, he is totally endowed with that kind of vritti, that kind of state is what the Purusha status. Tatha cha sutram, how do you know this? The Panchashikacharya, he sees the predecessor, he is the traditional acharya of Sankhya. So Sankhyans also accept Panchashikacharya. So the Panchashikacharya, he has written in a sutra, ekam eva darshanam khyatir eva darshanam. There is only one appearance. There is only one appearance. Darshanam means appearance. There is only one existence. And what is that? Khyati. Khyati means knowledge. Knowledge is the only thing which exists. So, iti chittam ayaskantamani kalpam sannidhi matra upakari drishyatvena swam bhavati purushasya swaminaha. So, this chittam, it is like ayaskantamani. Ayaskantamani means it is like a magnet. Sannidhi matrena matra upakari drishyatvena, just by its existence, like the magnet, just by its existence, it's attracting the, it is not doing anything to attract the iron filings. It just exists. Just because of its existence, the other things move around. Like that, this chittam also, this mind also, it just because of its existence, it does not perform any action. Just because of its existence, it starts doing things. But here also you have to see, sannidhi matra, he says, sannidhi matra means, the sannidhi you should not accept it as, sannidhi is the existence, existent in closeness, in proximity. Sanniti means existence in proximity. So close to you. Since it is close to a proximity, that word is used, you should not think it is existing in a close period or in a close space. In a proximity is closer to you by space or time. You should not compare like that, because there is no relationship between the place and time with the chit. Therefore, sudrishyatvena upakari, just by its existence, the satta matra, the existence itself, there is nothing else. So, just by, because purusha, through the chitta, he becomes the bhokta, he experiences the bhoktra shakti, the mind is the bhoktra shakti, the means for the purusha to experience things. Though he is not involved, he is an experiencer. He is not a doer, he is an experiencer. So, drishyatvena swam bhavati purushasya swaminaha. Because it is the seer, experiencer, it becomes a swam. Swam means like swam ajnati dhanakhyayam. This is the sutra from Panini. Swam ajnati dhanakhyayam. Swam is used in dana, etc., wealth, etc. So, this mind becomes as though it is a wealth for the purushasya swaminah, for the swami, for this purusha. Tasmat chitta vritti bodhe purushasya anadi sambandho hetuhu. Therefore, for the chitta vritti to be understood, for the chitta vritti to be understood by the purusha, anadi sambandho hetuhu, the relationship, the sanyoga, the relationship between the purusha and the chitta and the object, this is anadi, eternal. So that is the cause, that is the reason for the purusha to understand all the thought functions. Avidya vasanayoscha santano bijankuravad anaditi bhavaha. Because these shanta, ghora, mudha, all these types of chitta vrittis are happening during the experience state. When the person experiences something according to the type of the object, if it is sattvika, if his mind is sattvika, the experience will be sattvika. If his mind is in the rajasa state, he will experience the same object in a rajasic state. If he is in the tamasic state, the same object will be experienced in the tamasic state. That is what is explained in the Sankhya Karika through the shanta, ghora, mudhascha. When a lady is there, if he is in a sattvika state, he will be able to experience, enjoy the beauty. If he is in the rajasic state, because of that beauty, he will be hurt. He or she, the other person will be hurt. If they are not that beautiful, or if they are not able to experience that, enjoy that beauty. And there are other, the third type, mudha, the people in the with the tamasika vritti, they are not bothered about it. They are not bothered about it. So, according to the type of the chitta, the experience differs, and according to the experience, purushasya anadi sambandha, according to that experience, this experience with the object is anadi, eternal, because avidya is anadi, the ignorance is eternal, and therefore the experience is also eternal. So avidya, klesha, etc., these, it is eternal, we said. The relationship between the chitta and avidya, etc., are eternal. So tapunaha nirodhavyaha bahutvesati chittasya, and those avidya, etc., should be controlled, because they are the thing which are the cause for trouble. So first, you have to understand how many types of, there are many types, bahutvesati, chittasya, avidya, taha, avidyadayaha, klishtaha. Though there are many klishtas, there are many troubles, avidya, etc., there are many troubles, you cannot start counting, but still they can be classified majorly into two types. Vrittayaha, panchatayaha, klishta, klishtaha. Vrittayaha, panchatayaha, klishta, klishtaha. These vrittis, panchatayaha, are of five types. Klishta, Klishta, and they are divided into two groups. One is Klishta and the other is Aklishta. Vrittaya Panchataya Klishtaha, Vittaya Panchataya Aklishtaha. So there are two types of vritti. The classification is two types, Klishta and Aklishta, and there are five types of vrittis. These Klishta and Aklishta may be of five types. So what are they? What is Klishta and what is Aklishta? Thought function which is Klishta and thought function which is Aklishta. The thought function which is Klishta is that avidya etc. That which is the cause for the klesha, the trouble in the mind. And the Aklishta thought functions are those thought functions which are not creating, which does not create any trouble to the mind, which does not make you experience troubles. So these are the two types of thought functions, Klishta and Aklishta. Klesha Yetugaha Karmashaya Pracheha Pracheha Kshetri Bhutaha Klishtaha. So Klesha Yetugaha, Klesha Yetugaha means those thought functions which are cause for kleshas. Klesha means avidya, spitarag, desha, vinivesha, pancha kleshaha. There are five kleshas. He'll be in the sutras, it is explained. I'm not saying something which is not there here. It is in the sutras. There are five types of kleshas. In the next or the other sutras, we'll see this. Avidya, aspita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, pancha klesha. These are the five types of kleshas. Avidya, etc. So, these five types of klesha, the klishta karmas, the klishta thought functions, which are cause for trouble. Avidya, ignorance is the cause for trouble. Abhinivesha, attachment to things is cause for trouble. The death. Asmita, the attachment to I, that I-ness, that is cause for trouble. Raga, desire is cause for trouble. Dvesha, hatred is cause for trouble. These are all causes for troubles. So, those thought functions which are cause for troubles, they are called klishta. Ye viparyaya pratyaha klishyanti te klishaha. So, those thought functions which are opposites, which create all the problems, they are called klishtaha. Therefore, those thought functions which cause trouble are also called klishta. The thought functions are klishta and whatever experience that is called klesha. Since the experience is klesha, the thought function which creates that is also klesha. That is why it is called klishta. So, karma ashaya pracheya. Karma ashaya pracheya. Karma ashaya means the group of karmas. Karma samskara. So, karma samskara pracheya. Pracheya means sanchaya. The group of karma samskaras, the group of thought impressions. Kshetri bhutaha. Kshetri bhutaha means the cause for the karma group, karma ashaya, the karma group, because the samskaras, thought impression, because of it, whatever is experienced, whatever bad karmas are experienced, they are called klishtaha. Khyati vishayaha gunadhikara virodhinyo klishtaha. And those thought functions which are related to the viveka khyati. Aklishta thought functions are those thought functions which are involved in gaining the viveka khyati, or which are helpful in gaining viveka khyati, or which are created because of the viveka khyati. Which are helpful in gaining the viveka khyati, the knowledge of difference between prakriti and purusha, or because of that knowledge, whatever thought functions arise, that also. So, that thought function which helps you to gain that knowledge of difference, or the thought functions which arise because of the knowledge of difference, they are aklishtaha. And klishta pravaha patitaha api aklishtaha. Though these thought functions, these aklishta thought functions exist in the middle of the klesha thought functions, trouble making thought functions. See, there is this trouble making thought function or natural state. See, we saw kshipta, mudha, etc. These are the different states of the mind. This is what we in nowadays the scientists, they name these kind of mental states as alpha, beta, gamma, omega, etc. So that is what we are seeing, the chipta, mudha, vikshipta. These states are alpha states, the natural state of a person. And through meditation, one goes to the beta state, ekagra. And from there, he goes to the gamma state. These state names, these are state names which are called as chitta bhumayaha. The bhumi is the planes of chitta, mind. They are not different. Somebody calls it alpha, beta, gamma, omega, and we call it with a name, chitta, according to the thought functions that happens during that point of time. Alpha has no meaning there in science. Alpha is used in mathematics, alpha is used in physics, chemistry, everywhere, and it is also used with relationship to mind. Alpha wave, is mind is generating alpha wave. Beta wave, what is that? You will not be able to understand. When you say his mind is generating the chipta vrittiya, its thought functions which is chipta, which is mudha, or which is vikshipta, you will be able to understand. The tamoguna is more in one state, the rajoguna mixed with tamoguna is more in the other state, the rajoguna mixed with the sattvaguna is there in the third state. And the sattva-guna is mixed with the raja-guna in the fourth state, and the sattva-guna is predominant in the fifth state. These are the states. Tamo-guna, tamo-guna mixed with raja-guna, raja-guna mixed with sattva-guna, sattva-guna mixed with, when I say whatever is mixed with other gunas, that is the predominant guna, you have to understand. So, sattva-guna mixed with the raja-guna is the fourth state, and sattva-guna is there in a superior quality. That is the fifth state. Niruddha. So, alpha, beta, gamma, omega, theta. These are the states which is explained in the mind states of the science. When the science, they call it gnomic science or something.